Chapter 13, Complex Multipliers, page 110, Introduction. Keynes investment multiplier is simple and static, in which income depends upon consumption and investment. It is called a two-sector model. After Keynes, in order to make the multiplier more practical, economists included a number of variables to construct many multipliers, which are called complex multipliers. These are dynamic multiplier, government expenditure multiplier, tax multipliers, balanced budget multiplier, and foreign trade multiplier. Keynes's two-sector model depends upon consumption and investment. By including government expenditure and taxes, it becomes a three-sector model. When exports and imports are included in it, it becomes a four-sector model. These sector models are discussed in the chapter on income determination in a closed and open economy. The present chapter explains government expenditure multiplier, tax multipliers, and balance budget multiplier. The foreign trade multiplier is discussed in the next chapter. Government expenditure multiplier. The Keynesian investment multiplier is in fact expenditure multiplier, which measures the rate of change in income due to a change in autonomous consumption expenditure and autonomous investment expenditure. K is equal to 1 upon 1 minus C. Similarly, government expenditure multiplier KG is a change in income due to a change in autonomous government expenditure. It can be expressed as delta y is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c the whole multiplied by delta g. So delta y upon delta g is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c. So kg is equal to delta y upon delta g is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c, which shows that change in income delta y is equal to the multiplier 1 upon 1 minus c multiplied by change in government autonomous expenditure delta g. If small c is equal to 2 upon 3, then kg is equal to 1 upon 1 minus 2 by 3, which is equal to 3, which is the value of the government expenditure multiplier. The government expenditure multiplier is shown in figure 1, where income is taken on the horizontal axis and government expenditure c plus I plus g is taken on the vertical axis. So in the figure we have three lines, C plus I, that is the one curve. The curve above that is C plus I plus G, and the curve below that is C. So these are the three curves which are parallel to each other. Then we have the 45 degrees line. This 45 degrees line intersects C plus I at E and C plus I plus G at E1. Corresponding to E is Y on the income axis, and corresponding to E1 is Y1 on the income axis. Corresponding to E is point A on the C axis, and E, B, A, Y1 are in a straight line such that point B is on the C plus I axis. Returning to the text. According to Keynes's two-sector model, C plus I is the total expenditure curve which cuts the 45 degrees curve at point E, and OY is the initial equilibrium income level. By adding government expenditure, capital G, the C plus I curve shifts upwards and becomes C plus I plus G curve, which intersects the 45 degrees line at point E1. Now OY1 is the new equilibrium level of income. As a result of the government expenditure multiplier, the increase in income YY1, which is equal to EA, is more than the government expenditure BE1. This shows that the government expenditure multiplier is more than unity, as 3 in our example. Page 111. Tax multipliers. When the government changes the tax rates, the relation between disposable income and the national income changes. When the government increases a tax rate, capital T, or levies a new tax, the marginal propensity to consume, small c, of the people declines because their disposable income is reduced. This brings a fall in the national income due to the multiplier effect. On the other hand, reduction in taxes has the multiplier effect of raising the national income. The tax multiplier K subscript capital T is delta y equal to minus small c upon 1 minus c the whole multiplied by delta t. So kt is equal to delta y upon delta t, which is minus c upon 1 minus c. If c is equal to 2 by 3, then kt is equal to minus 2 by 3 divided by 1 minus 2 by 3, which is equal to minus 2. Government usually levies two types of taxes, lump sum and proportional. First, we explain lump sum tax multiplier in figure 2. So in figure 2, we have income on the x-axis and consumption and government expenditure on the y-axis. There are four parallel lines, that is the C curves. One is C, the other is C plus I plus G. Between these two is C plus I plus G minus T, and lower than C is the C1 curve. So there are four curves, C1 slightly higher than that is C, slightly higher than that is C plus I plus G minus T, and the highest is C plus I plus G. We have the 45 degrees curve which intersects C at A, C plus I plus G minus T at E1, and C plus I plus G at E. Corresponding to A is Y0 income, corresponding to E1 Y income is Y1, corresponding to E income is Y. AG is a straight line parallel to the x-axis such that E1 G Y1 is a straight line and G is a point on the C1 curve. Returning to the text. So before the levy of a lump sum tax, C is the consumption function and the income level is OY. Now AG amount of taxes levied. As a result, the disposable income is reduced and the consumption function shifts downwards from C to C1. With the decline in the consumption function, the total expenditure curve C plus I plus G also shifts downwards to C plus I plus G minus T curve. This intersects the 45 degrees line at E1 and the national income is reduced from OY to OY1. Second, if the government levies a proportional income tax, this also brings a fall in the consumption function due to a decline in the disposable income of the people. Consequently, the national income declines due to the tax multiplier. This is shown in figure 3. Now in figure 3 we have all the four lines, but if we consider C, C1 is below C but starting from the same point as C starts on the y-axis, and C plus I plus G and C plus I plus G minus T also start from the same point on the y-axis. So there is an angle formed by these two sets of lines. The 45 degrees line intersects C plus I plus G minus T at E1 and C plus I plus G at E. Corresponding to E income is Y, corresponding to E1 income is Y1. A is the point on the C curve such that E1 A Y1 is a straight line, and T is the point on the C1 curve such that E T Y is a straight line. So now returning to the text. So in figure 3, C is the consumption function before the tax is levied and OY is the income level. When AT tax is levied, the C curve revolves downward to C1. With the fall in the consumption function, the total expenditure curve C plus I plus G also revolves downwards to C plus I plus G minus T and intersects the 45 degrees line at E1. This brings a reduction in the national income from OY to OY1. Page 112. Balanced budget multiplier. The balanced budget multiplier is used to show an expansionist fiscal policy. In this, the increase in taxes delta T and in government expenditure delta G are of an equal amount. That is, delta T is equal to delta G. Still, there is increase in income. The basis for the expansionary effect of this kind of balanced budget is that a tax merely tends to reduce the level of disposable income. Therefore, when only a portion of an economy's disposable income is used for consumption purposes, the economy's consumption expenditure will not fall by the full amount of tax. On the other hand, government expenditure increases by the full amount of tax. Thus, the government expenditure rises more than the fall in the consumption expenditure due to the tax, and there is a net increase in national income. The balanced budget multiplier is based on the combined operation of the tax multiplier and the government expenditure multiplier. In the balanced budget multiplier, the tax multiplier is smaller than the government expenditure multiplier. The government expenditure multiplier is delta y is equal to 1 upon 1 minus small c the whole multiplied by delta g, or kg is equal to delta y upon delta g, which is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c, which indicates that the change in income delta y will equal the multiplier 1 upon 1 minus c times the change in the autonomous government expenditure. So that expression for kg was equation 1. The tax multiplier is delta y equal to minus small c into delta t upon 1 minus c, or kt is equal to delta y upon delta t, which is equal to minus c upon 1 minus c. This is equation 2. This shows that the change in the income delta y will equal multiplier 1 upon 1 minus c times the product of the marginal propensity to consume small c and the change in taxes delta t. A simultaneous change in public expenditure and taxes may be expressed as a combination of equations 1 and 2, which is balanced budget multiplier. So k subscript small b is equal to delta y upon delta g plus delta y upon delta t, which is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c, here the c is a small c, plus minus c upon 1 minus c, which is equal to 1 minus c upon 1 minus c, which is equal to 1, or kb is equal to 1. Since delta g is equal to delta t, income will change, that is delta y, by an amount equal to the change in government expenditure delta g and taxes delta t. To understand it, it is explained numerically. Suppose the value of small c is 2 by 3 and the increase in government expenditure delta g is rupees 10 crores. Since delta g is equal to delta t, therefore the increase in lump sum taxes delta t is also equal to rupees 10 crores. We first calculate the government expenditure multiplier. So kg is equal to delta y upon delta g, which is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c, which is 1 upon 1 minus 2 by 3, which is equal to 3. Tax multiplier kt is equal to delta y upon delta t, which is equal to minus c upon 1 minus c, which is minus 2 by 3 upon 1 minus 2 by 3, which is minus 2. To arrive at the increase in income as a result of the combined operation of the government expenditure multiplier and the tax multiplier, we write the balanced budget multiplier equation as kb equal to delta y, which is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c, the whole multiplied by delta g, minus minus c upon 1 minus c, the whole multiplied by delta t, and fit in the above values of small c, delta g and delta t, so that kb is equal to delta y, which is equal to 3 times delta g minus 2 times delta t, equal to 3 into 10 minus 2 into 10, which is equal to rupees 10 crores. Thus, the increase in income delta y exactly equals the increase in government expenditure delta g and the lump sum tax delta t, that is rupees 10 crores. Thus, kb is equal to 1. Page 113. This balanced budget multiplier or unit multiplier is explained in figure 4. So in figure 4, we again have income on the x-axis, government consumption and government expenditure on the y-axis. We have the three curves C, C1 and C1 plus G such that C1 is lower than C and C1 plus G is higher than C. These are three parallel curves. The 45 degree line intersects C at point A and C1 plus G at point E. Corresponding to A, income is Y0. Corresponding to E, income is Y. E, G, Y is a straight line such that G is a point on the C1 curve. Returning to the text, C is a consumption function before the imposition of the tax with income at O, Y0 level. Tax of AG amount is imposed. As a result, the consumption function shifts downwards to C1. Now, government expenditure of GE amount is injected into the economy, which is equal to the tax yield AG. The new government expenditure line is C1 plus G, which determines OY income at point E. The increase in income Y0Y equals the tax yield AG and the increase in government expenditure GE. This proves that the income has risen by 1 time the amount of increase in government expenditure, which is a balanced budget expansion. This analysis relates to the imposition of a lump sum tax. However, when a lump sum tax is levied, the MPC of the national income is reduced and the value of the multiplier is less than under the lump sum tax. The multiplier formula in this case is delta G upon delta Y equal to 1 upon 1 minus C within bracket 1 minus T. Here the term C into within bracket 1 minus T is the MPC of taxable national income. Thus, the fraction of taxable national income spent on consumption will equal C into 1 minus T, which is in bracket. In this case, an increase in the government expenditure raises the disposable income only by 1 minus t. Here t is a small t, times the increase in income, because a proportion of the tax levied, small t, goes to the government exchequer. Consequently, the MPC of national income is reduced and the value of the multiplier is low as per the above equation. This can be explained with the help of an example. Suppose the tax rate small t is equal to 25%. Thus, 1 minus t is equal to 1 minus 1 by 4, and by assuming the value of small c, MPC is equal to 2 by 3, the government expenditure multiply with lump sum tax is delta y upon delta g, which is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c into bracket 1 minus t is equal to 1 upon 1 minus 2 by 3 within bracket 1 minus 1 upon 4, which is equal to 1 upon 1 by 2, which is equal to 2, which is less than the government expenditure multiplier without a tax. That is, delta y upon delta g is equal to 1 upon 1 minus c, which is equal to 1 upon 1 minus 2 by 3, which is equal to 1 upon 1 minus 3, which is equal to 3. So this analysis shows that when a lump sum income tax is levied, the disposable income level is reduced and a portion of the government's increased income due to tax collection goes to the exchequer. Thus, the expansionary effect of the government expenditure becomes ineffective and the balanced budget multiplier operates. But when a proportional income tax is levied, the government expenditure is increased by the full amount of the tax revenue and nothing goes to the exchequer, the balanced budget theorem holds. This is illustrated in figure 5. So in figure 5, again we have income on the x-axis, government expenditure and consumption on the y-axis. C is the consumption function. C1 is below C such that both of them start from the same point. Parallel to C1 and higher than C is the function C1 plus G. Then there is a 45 degrees line which intersects C function at point A and C1 plus G at point E. Corresponding to A, the income is Y1, corresponding to E, the income is Y2, and G is a point on the C1 function such that E, G and Y1 are in the same straight line. Returning to the text. In figure 5, C is the consumption function before the imposition of the income tax. An income tax equal to Y1, Y2 upon O, Y2 is levied. As a result, the old consumption function pivots to the lower position of C1. The tax revenue going to the exchequer is AG. Now government expenditure is equal to the tax income. This is GE equal to AG, which is injected into the economy. The new government expenditure line C1 plus G determines OY2 national income at point E. The increase in income Y1, Y2 equals the tax revenue AG and the increase in government expenditure GE. Thus, the increase in income exactly equals the increase in tax revenue and government expenditure. This proves the balanced budget theorem under proportional income tax. The analysis also shows that even after the imposition of income tax, there is no reduction in the MPC of individuals. It remains unchanged, that is AY1 is equal to GY2. But this is highly unrealistic because the tax rate increases and lowers the level of disposable incomes and the government is not able to match its expenditure equal to the tax yield. Page 114. Its limitations. The concept of balanced budget multiplier has the following limitations. 1. It takes into account only government expenditure on goods and services and excludes transfer payments. In fact, a transfer payments multiplier offsets the negative tax multiplier. 2. It assumes a uniform MPC for those who pay taxes and those who sell their goods and services to the government. 3. It does not take into consideration the impact of government expenditure and taxes on investment. So far as taxes are concerned, they affect either investment or consumption depending upon the type of taxpayers, whether the tax is levied on the business community or the fixed income groups. Its critical appraisal. Besides the above limitations, the use of balanced budget as an expansionary device has been found inefficient and inadequate. This policy requires large government expenditure, which may lead to a considerable diversion in the allocation of resources from the private to the public sector, thereby affecting the former adversely. Further, it requires large, self-defeating and unnecessary increases in taxes, which may have a dampening influence on investment. However, the weaknesses of the balanced budget dogma of the classicals led economists to propound the balanced budget theorem. The classical principle of balancing the budget annually is contradictory to the policy of economic stability, for it means that during inflation, the government should either increase government expenditure or reduce taxes to balance the budget, which would intensify rather than pacify inflation. Since during depression the government revenues decline, the deficit can be eliminated by either increasing taxes or reducing government expenditure. Such a policy would bring the economy to the bottom of depression. Thus, a policy of balanced budgeting would have harmful effect on the economy. In this sense, the balanced budget theorem is superior to the classical doctrine of balanced budgeting. Some economists, however, favor the Swedish budget policy of the 1930s, which aims at balancing the budget over the business cycle. Such a policy requires that during the inflationary periods, the budget should have an excess of tax receipts over expenditure, and the same may be utilized for retiring the public debt so that the budget remains a balanced one. On the other hand, during deflationary periods, the budget should have a deficit. Expenditure should be more than the tax receipts and it should be balanced by incurring public debt. Such a policy presupposes a strong government capable of making changes in its expenditure, tax rates and public debt policy. Moreover, it expects of the state to have a machinery capable of forecasting the cyclical fluctuations accurately. But it is too much to expect of a modern state whose decisions are politically motivated and due to lack of an accurate machinery to forecast cyclical fluctuations, the balancing of the budget at the appropriate time becomes an impossibility. Economists therefore favor compensatory fiscal policy. Exercises. Question 1. Explain the balanced budget multiplier. What are its limitations? 2. Examine the conditions under which the value of the multiplier is equal to 1. 3. Write notes on government expenditure multiplier and tax multiplier. 4. Explain how balanced budget multiplier operates when a lump sum tax and a proportional income tax is levied. With this, we come to the end of chapter 13.